The novel The Last Noel by Michael Malone takes place over the course of 12 Christmases, beginning in 1963 and ending in 2003. Alan Chews has a review.
Malone's story is set in North Carolina in a town near Chapel Hill, and it opens on Christmas Eve, 1963. Two seven-year-olds, blonde and beautiful Noni Tilden, who's the youngest child in a large country house, and Kay King, the bright grandson of the hired black woman who lives on the property, take a ride on a sled across the snow-covered grounds and kiss. In chapters focusing on 11 more Christmases over the next 40 years, we get to hear the story of their unfolding and constantly intersecting lives against the backdrop of the civil rights struggle, the Vietnam War, and the boom and bust of the 80s and 90s. And in the company of a large cast of neatly turned out characters, mothers, fathers, grandparents, brothers, friends, husbands, wives, some endearing, some growing nastier by the year. Now and then it might seem as though Malone's giving us a contemporary version of a 19th century family saga, in the manner that Noni's father, the alcoholic former athlete turned bank executive, expresses his taste in music. What he liked most was romantic piano music, Malone tells us, that had been turned into the kind of songs Frank Sinatra sang, like Rachmaninoff's Full Moon and Empty Arms, or Chopin's I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. But with its frank look at everything from love to race relations to family turmoil, and because of Malone's Dickensian skill at characterization, the hat trick of making a book out of 12 chapters about 12 Christmases turns into something of a heartbreak.
The book is The Last Noel by Michael Malone. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.